Death seems to be all around us, and if we needed any kind of reminder of that, today's the episode to do it.
Yes, it is.
I know that we've been talking about Final Destination for a little bit, and I guess it kind of works out because we decided instead of doing one of the Final Destination, let's do all of them.
Yeah, we're gonna rank them as well.
We already did Romero rankings, and I think this one is a more manageable type list. A, there's not as many as there were of the dead movies for Romero,
Yeah.
and we get a plethora of different kind of deaths to choose from, so we can kind of
Yeah.
delve a little bit deeper into it.
Yeah.
First off, before this, have you seen all the Final Destination movies?
I have. I've been a fan of the franchise forever, so.
I had seen them all once at one point, but it had been a long time.
Yeah. I'm just mad that they're like no longer on streaming, so I had to pay to each one of them.
Yeah, I was not a big fan of that.
No.
Hopefully the next rankings we do will be a little bit more generous.
Right.
But as you were saying before, we're going to break this down into three separate lists here, since there's only five movies. We have the initial disaster because, well, first off, for those who might not be too familiar with Final Destination or know what it is but never watched it, you can pretty much watch any of them in any order.
Yeah, they don't really, they play off a little bit off each other, but not too much.
Usually if they only do like little references to the previous movies, like I heard that this happened
Yeah.
to this person this many years ago, and blah, like.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, this will be an interesting list because of all of the there's five movies and not single one of them is certified fresh.
No.
The highest rated one is the last one.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, the last one is resting at a 63%. And I believe the very first one is resting at like a 30 something percent.
Really? Okay.
So this will be an interesting list because essentially they all kind of have the same plot of somebody is involved in a big mass accident which causes a lot of death, but then it turns out that it's a premonition, and because death is petty and does not like to be cheated, it will still kill off the people who were meant to die in like a plane crash or a roller coaster accident, and it'll get you anyway.
Yeah.
You wanted us to start off with, so how should we do it? Should we do like a quick, since it's five, just say what the disasters are in each of them real quick?
We're gonna go through it as we rank them of what they are, so.
Okay, well, since you thought we would be best to do a three list thing, why don't you get us kicked off with your first? What is your? Do you want to go in descending or ascending order?
Start least favorite to most favorite, you know.
Okay, so why don't you get us kicked off? What was your least favorite of the disasters?
I might get some hate for this one, but the plane crash from the first Final Destination.
So go ahead
It,
and
yeah,
explain
it's just
explain what the disaster is in Final Destination 1.
they get way more overboard with the other disasters throughout, and it's just basically the plane exploding and Devon Sewell freaking out about it. So that's about it. Yeah,
That one's your number. That's the disaster for you, right?
yeah.
For me, unless you want to elaborate a little more.
No, I felt, I was the first one in the franchise. I don't think they went too much into detail as they do with the other ones, so.
My least favorite one was Final Destination 4 at the racetrack.
Okay, all right.
If you watch those, and I had to look up, that movie was made for 3D.
Yeah.
And you can see in the deaths that they stop it to try to do the 3D aspect, which I never
Yeah.
liked that gimmick.
They need to stop making movies in 3D because it doesn't age well.
And this was like, I guess mid to you might need to fact check me, but when was the fourth one? When did it come out? I know it would have been like mid 2000s or something like, or later 2000, probably closer to like 2010-ish.
2009.
Yeah. So I thought that that gimmick had worn out even years before that.
No, it was at like that mid-aughts when they were just trying to bring it back for like 4 years. Yeah.
So that plus, I don't know, racetracks aren't my thing anyway, so I can't really be scared of something for of a thing that I would not even be around anyway. So
All right, yeah.
that's why the disaster for me for like that goes last for me.
Okay. On to number four. For me, it is the bridge crash.
The bridge crash, that would be five, right?
That'd be the last one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So five, essentially, the disaster takes place on top of a bridge that collapses.
Yeah. They're all taking work trips around this bus, bridge collapses, and you see them all trying to escape the bus, escape the disaster, and dying. That one, I was like, that's a little
Little.
far. Yeah.
It also had a little bit of the holdovers from the fourth one of they were still trying to do a little bit of the 3D thing.
Yeah, and it's just like, I was like, that's like, all these are super unrealistic, but like, that one is. Oh, yeah, this bridge collapse because of wear and tear. Yeah, I was like, no, this is the most unrealistic one out of all of them, I think.
I guess I wasn't too far off from yours because my fourth was the plane one.
Okay.
Fourth one to me, it's not even that it was bad either. I don't think
No,
any of
none of
these are
them are
really.
bad.
I don't
Yeah,
think
they're all pretty good. Yeah.
even though these are like certified rotten, I still like them all
Yeah.
to some extent. Maybe fourth one not as much, but the other four I kind of dig. But one kind of like what you said. I didn't want to put it's not bad, but in the grand scheme of things, the again, I don't go on plane rides as often a lot either. So
Yeah.
I kind of rated these disasters in terms of like what's the likelihood of me being in this situation?
Yeah.
So I don't
Okay.
really do a lot of plane rides anyway. So that's why number one, even though it was fine. It's also cool
Yeah.
because what's going to be high on one of my lists will be low on another.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
plane ride
Yeah.
for me is four.
All right, and all these last three, that's where it got hard. Because like I said, these are all good, but I think last three are just all really good. And I think certain times and dates of when I'm watching these movies, like probably at least two and three could probably flip around. But for me, number three is the roller coaster.
That's mine too.
You're right there, roller coaster at three.
Yeah, I've been on enough roller coasters in my life to for me to be like, okay, this could totally happen.
Yeah.
As well as you've heard stories of, I've definitely heard stories of people losing limbs because of faulty roller coaster equipment.
Yeah, exactly. And just so much chaos going on. And
Let's be honest, like a carnival roller coaster ain't the safest place in the world.
not at
Like,
all.
I mean, you going to a carnival in and of itself, if you're not gonna die from that, you'll get hepatitis.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not like they were at an amusement park. No, this is one of those set-up carnivals, so. With people they just kind of hire off the street, so super realistic and
This would have been probably higher if for the fact that I used to love roller coasters a lot back in the day, but nowadays I don't really agree with them as much. My body doesn't.
it's been a while since I've been on a roller coaster.
Last time I went on one, it gave me a headache, so but it's still possible.
Yeah. Well, all right. Now, this one, number two, I went with the racetrack one. Which is your last pick?
That was my last one.
Yeah. I think this one has a lot to do with I just love the chaos of the scene.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You got a car crashing into the stands and then like the arena falling apart and crushing people.
I like the idea of it, but to me, it just
It
felt so CG heavy.
is super CG heavy, super on the 3D effects, but
Hey, if it hits you, it hits you.
yeah. I was just having fun with it.
Because my two, I think, was your last one, and that was the bridge scene.
Yeah, my second to last one.
Because, well,
Yeah.
A. Especially as topical as it is now of what happened in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And considering I drive up from Virginia Beach to Sterling often, and I have to go through a tunnel as well as some of the high bridges. And
Yeah.
when I cross those bridges and
Right.
when I go into those tunnels, I do have that lingering suspicion like, all right, what if this thing just collapsed on me right now?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since I've been on that bridge out there in Virginia Beach.
So knowing that thought happens, it registers. So, plus, it's just once you, if you're like in a collapsing like bridge, it's kind of like there's only like two things you can do. Either try to jump into the water
Yeah.
or try to run in the other direction.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my number two.
Yeah. So it looks like we are, on the same page for number one.
I was hesitant to put two on there just because it's so over talked about, but there's a reason why.
This traumatized a generation. Okay, so Final Destination 2, the premonition is they're driving behind a log truck, which the log falls off and causes a massive pileup on the highway.
Yeah, and
And to this day, I probably still wouldn't drive behind the log truck.
I know people probably also like whenever you hear Final Destination, usually this is the scene they're talking about in the entire
Yeah.
franchise, which is why I was kind of hesitant to put it on first, but at the same time I'm like, well, there's a reason so
Yeah.
that it's so popular, and that's the biggest probability of me dying would
Yeah.
be going behind a truck that has some like loose stuff on it.
Exactly. Or like, pileups happen on the highway at least a couple times a year, so
And I've made that scenario in my head where I'm like, would I have enough reaction time to stop
right.
or to scoot over?
Would I be able to get out of the situation, or am I screwed? Yeah, so it's just that one that kind of hits home with everybody because everyone's driving.
So we both kind of had a reverse list in all honesty. Like my favorites was yours least, and we both agreed on the middle.
Yeah, one of three we got perfectly then.
Which I
Yeah.
think three is the perfect middle ground for the series.
Oh, yeah.
I have questions in between these lists, and the first one was I have a question for you in regards to this. Put yourself in the scenario.
Okay.
What is your strategy for, let's just say the first movie, the plane ride one. What would be your strategy for A, getting off the flight after having that premonition? B, what is your method of trying to convince others? And three, what do you do once, how do you try to cheat death?
Okay. Did the first one come out before or after 9/11?
It was exactly 2000, I believe.
Okay.
So yeah, like it would have been a lot easier if it was like just post 9/11.
Yeah.
You could have just acted like you were having a mental breakdown or something, and they would have escorted
No.
you out.
You know what? I'm pulling down my pants and taking the shit in the middle of the aisle.
I mean,
They're kicking me off that plane, and some people are going to want to leave too, because they're not going to want to sit on a flight with
shit smells.
smells. You shit smells for 6 hours, so.
Now, if he didn't freak out, would there have been any reason for him to just be like, I'm getting off the flight? Or was it that they were already about to then they said, no, this guy's having a mental breakdown. We can't leave the runway.
Yeah. Like, I think he couldn't just be like, hey, I want to get off because I already
I changed my
closed the gate
mind.
and everything. Yeah. So he kind of had to make that big scene to get off, so.
The second question, would you bother trying to convince others, and what would be your method for that?
I mean,
Be kind of hard to like
yeah.
if they didn't believe me off the first try, then I'd be like, all right, well, I warned you, so
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to figure this out.
Because think about someone sitting on a plane, and then I don't know if I was sitting on a plane and heard someone said, hey, this plane's about to blow up.
I wouldn't take chances. I would just get off.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna catch the next flight.
This
Meet
guy
you guys in
could
Paris. Yeah.
be full of shit, but I'd rather just
Yeah, I'm not gonna take that chance. I value myself too for that.
And I would say, what's your method for trying to cheat death? But we've already seen throughout this thing, you can't.
You
So,
really can't.
and
So,
that kind of leads us nicely into our second list.
right.
So we have top five.
Top five kills.
Top five deaths of Final Destination 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So it'll be interesting. Did you double
Yeah.
dip, or did you try to space them out one per thing? So I'm gonna even say these are gonna be in no particular order for me too.
First, I want to give an honorable mention to the girl getting hit by the bus on the first Final Destination.
Oh yeah.
Because that one just came out of nowhere and it was pretty awesome.
I think I wrote as a note. I said, "How pissed would you be if you were one of the people getting burned to death, or getting your intestines sucked out through your booty hole, and then you find out somebody else got a quick like decapitation, or a quick
Right.
like I got hit by a truck."
Right.
Death could be an asshole. He's just no real like you never hear like, "Oh yeah, death got him. How? He had a heart attack in his sleep."
Right.
No, nothing like that. Death is an asshole.
Right.
All right, so that's your honorable mention. What's your legitimate one of your top five?
Okay. I'm gonna start off
And
with this one because this one was, I just remember being so like in awe of it, being a kid watching Final Destination for the first time. And just so you guys know, I watched Final Destination 2 first.
I started with three.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with the fire escape death scene.
Okay.
So, dude, won the lotto, coming home for buying stuff, just survived being in a highway pileup. He's feeling really good about himself. And, he's cooking dinner, listening to his answering machine of all his ex-girlfriends calling him now that he's hit the lotto. And You could kind of see things kind of slowly start going sideways. You put something in the microwave that had metal on it, so that sparks up. An oil fire catches on a stove. He was reaching for his ring in that fell into the sink. He was reaching for it.
Oops.
Yeah, and his watch got caught. And then he escapes all that. His apartment's now like almost all on fire. He escapes, gets all the way down.
Ain't this a bitch?
Yeah, and
That's
then
what I'm
he
saying, death
slips.
being an asshole.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, he survived. And then he slips on the spaghetti he threw out the window earlier, falls on the ground. He's like, oh, that sucked. And then the fire escape ladder just comes down and crushes him through the eye.
Just as you're seeing that coming out, you're just like, ain't that about a bitch?
Yeah, like.
Okay. Again, in no particular order, one was Alex's premonition of him dying, being in the airplane, seeing everybody die, and then basically he just gets burned alive.
Yeah.
And I like the way that it looked. It kind of looked a little like the fire from the Terminator 2 when she's having that dream, and then the nuclear bomb goes on. You just see like just fire just like going all over and burning her face off. So I'm gonna go with Alex's premonition of him dying because he has to sit
Okay.
there, see everybody die horribly, and then just burn to death.
Yeah.
So not an act, not one of the more intense ones, but I'll just say that sucks.
Yeah. All right. My next one, I don't really remember the character's name, but
Neither do I.
it's from,
The only one I know is Alex.
Final Destination 4. So this lady, she's going to a hair appointment with her two kids. She gets out of the car. Her kids are throwing rocks into the grass park that's across the street.
As you do.
And the guy who's mowing the lawn is like, hey, cut that out. She gives
Damn kids.
kids, money to go do whatever. She gets her hair done. And there's a couple things that happen that make you think, oh, it's going to happen here. Nope. As soon as she's about to walk out of the salon, the guy mowing the park across the street hits one of the rocks that her kids threw, shoots her across the street, hits her dead in the eye, goes straight through her head.
And you know that fucked up those kids for life because they were told not to do that.
Yeah.
And then that was their mom, right?
Yeah.
And they basically killed their mother.
Yeah. I was like, oof, that is a.
But again, it was quick.
It was quick though, yeah.
She just turned around and boom.
Done. I think those are some of my more favorite ones that kind of.
The abrupt ones.
The abrupt ones, but to have an elaborate like setup to them.
I threw this one in there knowing that you probably like it because you like yourself a good old-fashioned decapitation.
Yeah.
And I did the elevator decapitation from the second one.
Okay, I like that.
Again, another one where I get ner I don't use elevators if I can if I have the op if I have the option.
Yeah, I'd rather do the stairs, get my steps in.
Just for that reason, just because so many security footage, I was like this guy nearly avoided death because he got off the elevator at the last second and right before it like shat. And I just part of me like walking onto an elevator wants to do it quickly
Yeah.
because all it takes is just a quick like thing and then I'm like
Yeah.
halved. So
Yeah.
yeah, that
And getting
decapitation.
stuck on a elevator, I feel like I'd hate that so much.
And it wasn't the quickest decapitation either.
No. Oh.
It wasn't like that. I think they had it in there was one, I forget which one, where basically was a barbed wire fence that basically like chopped his body up real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, this lady, I'm sure she felt it.
He suffers through it, yeah.
So yeah, that elevator decapitation was my next.
All right. Number three for me. I know, like, I just said, like, the abrupt ones, but we'll go back to the first Final Destination first. This one is more drawn out, where that's really being a dick.
Ooh, I think I know which
And
one you mean.
he strangles this kid with dental floss.
Yeah, that was gonna be on my list because that one's pretty intense. It's not even the bloodiest.
No, it just has this elaborate setup where everything went wrong and ends up getting strangled by dental floss.
Like as he and to a point where like he can't like stand up.
Yeah.
That's what sucks about that one is like you can't
Yeah.
stand up. You're so close to being able to like get this off, but you can't.
Yeah. Oh.
Now that was gonna be on my list, but I was like, I don't know. But there's a lot that you.
There's a lot of deaths in this franchise, yeah.
Mine again is also in the same vein, not the bloodiest or the most whatever, but that is Dennis Lattman from Final Destination 5 getting tarred on the bridge
Oof.
during the premonition.
Yeah.
Because his actual death wasn't that bad. He got wrenched to the head.
Yeah.
But the just the idea of like he's we're talking about number 5, so it's a bridge collapse, and this
Yeah.
guy's holding on, trying to like pull himself up, and then just gets like there was, I don't know if it was a tank or something like that filled with boiling hot tar,
Yes.
just gets poured all over the dude.
Oh.
Oh, can you just imagine that? And then can you imagine like having that and then just falling off, just falling
Oh.
into the water, just covered in hot tar, like melting your
Yeah.
skin. Oh, whew. So it doesn't show much, but just the idea of it just sucks.
Right. Number four for me kind of plays on like an irrational fear that I had growing up because I spent so much time in public pools and swimming.
Oh, that one.
So Final Destination 4, forget what his character's name is, but Nick Zano's the actor.
He was in
He's
one of my Who Has It Worst posts, because that is a pretty bad way to go
Yeah.
out.
Yeah, basically he's just like he finds out all this is gonna happen and that they're all gonna die and his reaction is, well, if death's coming for me, I'm gonna go get laid. And that's what he does. Did that and then he's like, I'm taking that swim in the pool. And he's laying out by the
Which a
pool.
pool would be one of the last places I would go to. Like,
Yeah.
nowhere high up. I wouldn't be going on any tall buildings. I wouldn't be going into any pools. Wouldn't be
Yeah.
going into any garage with heavy, like, machinery.
Yeah. But he basically gets sucked into the pool.
How does that even happen? Like, how did he get so close to the point where his asshole is basically over the suction thing?
Well, his lucky coin fell to the bottom of the pool and he was going for it. Went to the train or whatnot. And then he just got sucked into it. But it was all started because he took a squirt gun from a little kid, threw it over something that hit the pump, and put it into overdrive or whatever. I don't think pools
Well,
actually have that feature.
I get it
Yeah.
going into overdrive, but I'm like, dude, your asshole is pretty much just sitting on this thing. Why are you sitting on it like this?
Yeah. Yeah. And another cool thing about the scene is while he's going through this, they're cutting back and forth between the other girl who's having a hell of a time at the car wash.
Yeah, it was a pretty tense scene.
Yeah. And you're like, are they both gonna die at the same time? Is one gonna survive? What's gonna happen?
Nope.
Yeah. Girl survives the car wash because she got
Yeah.
saved by her friend, but
Oh yeah, and 'cause, and a lot of these movies, once they find out that death is coming for them, they a lot of times they find out, well, there was an order to these people
yeah.
dying. Who if you died in a certain order during the premonition, that's the order that you die as death trying to come at. Oh, hey train.
And hey, train. And yeah, these two characters were right next to each other.
Dude, it used to be annoying, but I kind of like the fact that the train makes an appearance every single time.
Yeah, it's part of our cast. Because it doesn't matter when we do this record.
It could be at 9 o'clock at night or right now, which at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, the train comes through. But I swear, like, I haven't heard a train all day today.
I'm telling you, it's our biggest our Body Bag Podcast, sponsored by the Norfolk train, or sponsored by the Indiana train yard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, you said, oh, so the pool scene then.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. Actually, that could have been on mine because I spent a good amount of time in the pool.
Yeah.
My semi-last one is just because of how visual it is. It's the gymnastics death in Final Destination 5.
I love that one.
That scene just looks so raw.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quick. I'm sure she died pretty quickly because she basically just
Yeah.
snapped her spine. But
Yeah.
she, it's a gym, again, I forget the name too, but she's
Yeah.
doing some gymnastics, and at first there's a tack that lands on some. This is why death is an asshole, because it makes you think that someone's gonna die in a certain way, but then it's just a small cog in a bigger machine that makes this person die.
Well, my thing is, why was that tack on that bar for so long without anybody noticing it?
Nobody
Like,
know.
she got off of it and another person hopped on it. Like,
I would think that
you're
they
not
would
gonna check the
have.
bar right before you get on, make sure it's good.
Well, I would think, well, I don't do gymnastics, but I would assume that you would have somebody inspecting the thing before each person gets on. Just,
Yeah.
but I don't know. Maybe I'm full of shit. I don't know. But
Yeah.
she does this backflip scenario where she's in the middle of it, but through one circumstance or another, somebody knocks into this powder station, I guess, where people powder their hands to like do like the grips and stuff like that for
Yeah.
gymnastics, and basically blows all this powder into this gymnast's face as she's trying to do this flip off of a balance beam, and she misses the mark and just shatters her spine. Like,
Yeah. Her body folds.
her body folds, and you see
Yeah.
it. And
Yeah, you see bones sticking out everywhere. Yeah.
it's quick, much like the car thing, but it's like, whew, that's a
Yeah.
rough way to go.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that gymnastics death is my semi to last one.
Yeah. My last kill on this list.
I'm interested because we haven't had a single overlap.
No, it's from Final Destination 2.
Oh, cool. That means we're not gonna have any overlap.
Nice. At the end of the movie.
I was gonna have one of those end of the movie ones too.
Yeah.
I decided to keep it, but go ahead. You can go ahead and explain.
So, somehow they make it through and they're having a barbecue with the family from that they
I love this
intervened
death
into
too.
the life a couple of months prior when they were supposed to die or whatever.
Everybody's
And
starting to breathe a little sigh of relief.
the kid at the grill is like, yeah, the guy who got sliced up by the razor wire saved my life that day. Then wait, what? Boom.
That's what I'm saying.
The grill just explodes and the kid's leg lands on his mom's plate.
That's what I'm saying. Death is a dick. Like, he let them
So out
wait
of
for a couple months.
nowhere. So out of nowhere. And yeah, I was just like, oh, that's a great into a movie.
It's just like, yeah, no, death will let you think that you won.
Yeah.
Death has other things that he's got going on. He'll keep you on the back burner.
Yeah.
And my final one is from Final Destination 3, and that would be the nail guns.
Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe it's just because the third one is the first one that I watched, but that nail gun scene has always like kind of stuck in my mind. Plus, I thought visually it looked pretty cool. I'm always a sucker for prosthetics,
Yeah.
and that was pretty cool looking makeup.
Yeah.
And just oof, she felt it all because she gets essentially they're trying to warn this couple that death is coming, and
Yeah.
I think Erin is the name of the girl who they don't believe or believe that our protagonists obviously. And through some set of circumstances, this woman gets basically nail gunned about 12 times to the face,
Yeah. Oh.
basically nailing her face to her hand. And
It's rough.
yeah, it's rough. And then she dies. Like, she didn't
Yeah.
die from the first two or three. She like gets clunk, 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 clunk. And then you just, after all of them are done, then you hear her go, ugh. I'm like, ooh, she felt every single one of those.
Every single one, yeah.
So yeah, that nail gun scene is again, there were no particular order, but those are my top five deaths.
Yeah. All right. I'm surprised neither one of us put the tanning bed one in.
I'm surprised none of us put the log scene
Yeah.
because it's too obvious, the log scene.
Yeah.
We
There's a lot.
that's the flowers. We give it its flowers.
Yeah. A lot of death to choose from in Final Destiny.
And the tanning bed was going to be on my list, but I don't know. The plain one just kind of, I like it a little bit more.
Yeah, for me, like tanning bed one's kind of like seventh or eighth. If we were like doing a top 10, it'd be in there, but it's not in the top five.
Yeah, which is why I think five was a perfect list because you figured there's at least five deaths a movie.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool we didn't have any crossovers. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I'm just looking through some of my notes here. Yeah, and this is also another. Well, this is easier to rate because I still find it weird that not a single one of these has a positive score on Tomato Meter.
That's crazy, 'cause this is such a like beloved franchise.
I kind of want to, like, at the end of this, I kind of want to see if you bring up the Rotten Tomatoes things. Just, I kind of want to see some of the. I just want to hear some of the reviews for some of them if we have a chance at the end. But we still have one more of our lists, and that is. Which movie did we enjoy overall? And again, I imagine you want to go in descending order.
Yeah.
I can start it off. Sounds like you're looking that stuff up. If you want, I can get kicked off.
Yeah, you kick us off. What is your least favorite?
Four for the reasons that I had mentioned earlier. The CG effects were becoming a lot more like noticeable. And it was made for the 3D, and it shows during those scenes.
Yeah.
I don't like it when the movie stops to show like this is like they used to do that during like the Spy Kids era of movie making,
Right.
where they would be like, "This is the gimmick. We're gonna stop the scene so people can marvel at this 3D." And it just kind of had that feel to me. That plus the racetrack didn't really hurt me anyway. People go to the racetrack to see things like this,
Yeah.
so.
Well, they have that conversation too before it happens.
Yeah.
He's like, you're here to see a crash. She's like, hell yeah, I am.
Plus, because all the other scenarios, you're in a location where you're not expecting something, and this one, people kind of go to
Yeah.
these things hoping for crashes. So that's
Yeah.
why that's number four. That's last for me.
Okay. For me, I honestly didn't think this one was gonna be last on my list. But for some reason, watching it this time through, the dialogue killed me in this movie, so I went with Final Destination.
I can understand, like, none of the dialogue is
Dialogue is
particularly
really
good.
good, but this is just like standout bad. And I was just like, oh, taking me out of the movie. I just want to see people get killed. So yeah, so I was like, oh, guess Final Destination 3 is the worst for me.
Having Mary Elizabeth Winstead in it helped me, though.
That does help, yeah. But
If you can't tell
they
from the
gave
last
us.
couple of episodes, I've been singing Mary Elizabeth Winstead's praises lately. Obviously, I have a little thing for
Yeah, but they gave her some god-awful line.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because she's actually in a number of good projects, but a number of them don't give her very good lines, unfortunately. She was in the Thing remake, and I'd say even the same thing in Gemini Man, that I like her in there. I think the last movie I saw her in that I really, really liked her in was probably Scott Pilgrim, in which she
Oh,
actually.
that's a good movie.
But all right, but it's understandable. And again,
Yeah.
they're all pretty much rated the same thing, and they're all pretty okay
Yeah.
movies. But
It does make them hard to rate because they all are kind of so similar movies, but
yeah, I mean, they all have the same premise.
yeah.
All right, so my second to last one. Is actually the highest rated one. Second to last one is the number five for me.
Final this.
Final Destination 5, which was
Me
high up on my
too.
list, high up on my list for disasters, but low on my list for the actual movie.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. My number four is Final Destination 5.
I was like, I like the idea of them trying to take each other's lifespan. Even the story
Yeah.
itself is pretty interesting, and that's pretty new. And it might even be a better story than three or four, but I don't know, it just wasn't hitting for me. Like,
Yeah, it has a better story, but it something feels off.
yeah, something is off from making me really, really, really enjoy it.
Yeah. And then it also kind of feeds into the loop that the ending of five is the beginning of one.
Which it, I also, I don't know, it's just frustrating. I feel like Final Destination should be higher, but I can't bring it higher.
Yeah. So Final Destination 5 is a definite number four between the two of us.
I think I put it like it isn't because it's bad, but
Yeah.
I just find it weird that it's the highest rated of them all.
Yeah.
All right, so that's cool. We agreed on that one. Let's see if we can
Yeah.
agree on number three. So my middle of the road is actually the first one.
Okay, interesting.
Final Destination one, I said I want to give credit where it's due. It's not the highest rated. It's actually at 36%. And again,
Yeah.
we don't give a shit about Rotten Tomatoes anyway. I'm just
No,
these
yeah.
numbers are arbitrary. But it did kick off the franchise, and it's in that two. In fact, it would have been higher, but I'll tell you the reasons why the other two are
Yeah.
higher when I get to them.
Okay.
It's in that sweet 2000 era, so it's like post
Yeah.
90s,
When
which
horror was really killing it, yeah.
yeah, I loved 1990s and early
Like
2000s.
late 90s, early 2000 horror movies.
Even though
Such a great span, yeah.
a lot of them are bad and a lot of them we've reviewed, I still like them.
Right. Like most of the bad ones are still pretty good.
Most of the bad ones, I don't know. They have a certain aesthetic that I like with them. A lot
Yeah.
of them, which we've mentioned, and sometimes we get annoyed, but I have a soft spot for them. What is your middle of the road one?
I went with Final Destination 4. I just like the vibe of this movie. Like, I think I just really enjoyed the characters of this movie. And that really doesn't happen that much in Final Destination.
Right.
Except for, like, the one girl who's kind of, like, super freaking out. But, like, the main guy, main girl were pretty cool. And then Nick Zano's character was pretty funny. So I think that made up for the bad 3D effects and CGI for me. Where I was like, yeah, I feel good putting this in the middle.
I'm gonna tell you my second to last one, which will give away what my number one is, and then we'll have some fun talking about it. Because my second to last one, or favorite one, was Final Destination 2.
Okay.
For obvious reasons, most famous of
Yeah.
them. It's the most famous, but it is for a reason. But even after the truck scene, it still had a good amount of body parts being severed. It had one of my favorite
Yeah.
decapitations.
Oh, yeah.
So even if you took away the big iconic scene, it still has a good amount of fun deaths.
Yeah. Plus, it stars AJ Cook.
Yeah,
Love me some AJ Cook from Criminal Minds.
so that's why it's safe there at number two, though not number one.
Number two for me is the first Final Destination. Like I said, it's that perfect era of horror movies, has Devon Sawa in it. And I just think
Is
for
he
like the time.
from Idle Hands?
Yeah.
I thought so. When I was watching, I was like, why do I know that guy's face? Oh, that's right, Idle Hands.
Also has a Joker in it, who was basically in that mid-90s to early 2000s, just played an asshole in every movie he was in.
Yeah, I love seeing that's
He
another thing.
crushes it in every movie he's in. Yeah.
That's another reason why I do like those era that era, because a lot of times you will see recycled characters doing like the same
The
thing. Oh,
same
we need you
kid.
to play an asshole. We need you to play a jock. We need you to play the honeypot.
And I think with, Final Destination and the movie that's going to be my favorite, they get nostalgia points for me because I watched them as a kid, watched them growing up. So, yeah.
And my favorite is yours least.
It's the one that got started.
It's the one that got me started, but I have a little story with it because I
Okay.
said completely biased on this one. Oh man, voice crack. Completely biased on this one because I have memories. Yes, it's all nostalgia, but
Yeah.
I distinctly remember buying the DVD or getting the DVD, getting with my friends, and they even had a special feature on this DVD where a lot of DVDs had this, where it was like an interactive
Okay.
thing throughout the movie, like if kind of like a quick cut scene if you're playing a video game and you
Yeah.
have to press a button.
Yeah.
They did that in a lot of the early movies of when DVDs were kind of relatively new, that they
Yeah.
had a lot of these interactive things. And I did that with the final de they had it for Final Destination 3, where
Nice.
I don't remember, like, if you do something at a certain point, they might live, kind of
Yeah.
thing. I just have memories of that, and that's why three. Whenever I think Final Destination, I immediately think of three, just because it's just so rooted in my history.
Yeah, I think I'm there with you because my favorite is Final Destination 2. It kind of like unlocks a core memory of me being a kid and going to a video store. I rented a VHS of Final Destination 2, not knowing what it is. I just want to see a scary movie, and they were out of Final Destination, so I rented the second one,
And you were like, oh, hell yeah.
and this movie just being fucking amazing.
It is cool when you go into, like, because I think Final Destination was one of those movies that I might have caught. I don't know if they played it on the Sci-Fi Network, but I remember catching bits and pieces of it, but never sitting
Yeah, I think
around watching it.
there's too much carnage for sci-fi.
Probably. Sci-fi usually had either, like, the most violent it would get would be about Tremors, and that's
Yeah.
about as violent it would get. But yeah, nostalgia definitely plays a big part in a lot of these lists that we make.
Yeah. Because it hits that core memory. It kind of takes you back. You're like, oh, yeah.
And it is a funny thing because a lot of people nowadays will not get that feeling of going to the movie store.
Oh, yeah. I'm
For all any of our, if we have any Gen Zers, like
Yeah.
fans, like you're really missing out. Like the idea, you had to actually make some effort to go to the store. Look and run the risk of your DVD or movie might not even be there.
Yeah. What was your town's video store? Was it Blockbuster, Hollywood Video, or
It
Family
was
Video?
over here, it was Blockbuster, but if I went to the mall, they had Suncoast Video.
Okay. Yeah, I had like this place called Video Escapades right by my house, but then we also had like a Family Video.
Family
That's
Video, we never had a Family Video. The Blockbuster was the big thing, and it stinks going through the mall and seeing how the old stores got turned. Like, there's no more DVD
yeah.
store. It's like I'm surprised. It's a FYE now.
Yeah. No, but Family Video stayed up until like 2017, 2018.
Props to them.
Yeah, because there was one by my apartment when I lived in Kenosha, Wisconsin in 2017. I got a membership. I was like, I have a bunch of streaming services, but I am getting a membership to this.
It is very, very funny, like driving down past buildings that used to be those things, and you just
Yeah.
see the structure. Like, you're like,
Yeah.
you can tell what a building was before it got turned into something. You're like, oh, that
Yeah.
was definitely a
Oh,
Blockbuster.
yeah. Because they'll just basically kind of put the name of the company now inside the
The big
giant
square.
metal yellow ticket. Yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
man. Remember,
yeah.
and it had a certain smell too. You could get
It
the
did.
games.
Yeah.
You could get games there too. That's
Games
how
there. Candy, popcorn.
it was like waiting in line to go to a movie theater or to get a
Yeah.
movie from a movie theater because I had the concessions. All right, this is all just turning into Chris and Dave talk about how old they are.
And they're always playing movies on there too.
yeah, they always had demos of the video games that were on sale. All right, I'm getting bummed out here.
This is what Final Destination does.
It bums you out.
Unlocks nostalgia and you go back.
Speaking of nostalgia, our next ranking.
Our next ranking.
Which I believe I have it up here. I think we have two more rankings that we're doing.
Yeah.
And what's coming up for me is my big franchise. We're going to be reviewing the Saw franchise.
Okay.
Because I believe we already agreed on our franchises, and I think you and me agreed on Final Destination. Your pick is coming up next after this one. And then
So you're gonna do my pick and then we're gonna do Saw?
No, we're doing Saw and then we're gonna wrap up with your pick, which unless you wanna change it, you said you wanted to do Scream.
No, I chose Hellraiser.
Oh, you did Hellraiser? Oh, maybe I Hellraiser then. I must have mistyped it in.
Because I have, outside of seeing the first Hellraiser and the one that came out in 2022, I haven't seen any of them. And there's 10 of those motherfuckers.
Now, are we going to... All right, so you know what? How about we do yours first, then, and then we'll wrap up with Saw.
Okay.
So we're going to do Hellraiser next.
All right.
Are we including the newest of the Hellraiser?
Yeah.
All right, so this one might be one of the later ones, because it's going to take a little bit to get through all these movies.
Yeah.
I don't know how
I'll
many
send
there
you
are.
A list of. Yeah, I'll send you a list of all the Hellraisers.
That'll make for a good
all,
topic.
Yeah, they're all on Tubi, except for the newest one, I believe, is on Hulu.
Tubi's free, right?
Yeah, Tubi's completely free.
All right. So, everybody, get rid of your Shudder subscriptions and go to Tubi, where it's free.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. And I think Hellraiser, we can probably break up into like two lists and some topic talks for that.
Yeah. All right, everyone. We appreciate you listening. Have a good week.
And stay safe. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Body Bag Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a comment as to what you'd like to hear us review or any horror movie topics you'd like to hear us rant and rave about.
And while you're at it, you can find us on Twitter at Body Bag Pod and on Instagram at Body Bag Podcast.
Thanks, and we'll see you next time.